Not that kind of magic or put your mind out of the... Even though 420 is coming up. Good grief.
Anyway.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Once upon a time, there lived in Vietnam a prosperous farmer called Lee Tong, who was quite extraordinarily mean. Woe to the stranger who knocked on his door asking for help. Farmer Lee Tong would curse and swear and unleash his savage dogs to chase him off his property. Everyone in the village was afraid of this cruel man. The old people said that he was so unfeeling his heart might have been carved out of a lump of rock. One summer, a terrible drought came to the village where Lee Tong lived. The rice harvest failed. There was nothing for sale in the market. No cabbages, chilies, marrows, bamboo shoots, bean sprouts, or bananas. All the plants had shriveled in the scorching sun. The people looked like walking skeletons. They had almost forgotten how it felt to have food in their stomachs. The poor had nothing to share. But there was one man in the village who had plenty of grain stored in his warehouse, Lee Tong. Although everybody was aware of this, nobody dared to go and beg for help from such a heartless creature. Now, in this village, there lived a young man who was braver than most called Ba Ko, which means the poor one. He volunteered to call Lee Tong to tell them of their troubles. "It's no use," shouted one old woman. "That stingy fellow won't give away anything free. Don't we all know about Skinflint Lee Tong? All our lives we have lived in that shadow of that greedy monster." Let my son go to him," pleaded Ba Ko's mother, hollow-faced with hunger. "Even monsters have hearts, and cruel people can change their mean ways. Confucius said, if you have faith, miracles can happen. I am sure the rich farmer will help when he knows that we are starving to death." The doubtful villagers reluctantly agreed to let him go. They knew that although Ba Ko was poor, he was clever and resourceful, and so they prayed that the gods in heaven would soften Lee Tong's heart. Early one morning, Ba Ko climbed over the fence into Lee Tong's garden and found a shady place under a beautiful carambola tree with a bird's nest in its branches. A carambola is a sweet sour fruit that's used for tarts. Although he was hungry, he made no attempt to pluck any of the delicious fruit. All he did was sit and stare at the treetop with great concentration. Farmer Lee Tong was standing by a window, his stomach groaning with the weight of an enormous breakfast of roast duck, pork dumplings, and fried rice. Suddenly, he caught sight of Ba Ko sitting on the grass. "What's he doing there sitting on my grass?" he muttered angrily. "Uh-huh. Up to no good, I think. Come to steal my carambola fruit." So he called out, "Hey! You with the pumpkin face! What are you doing there?" Ba Ko said nothing. All he did was sit there, staring at the treetop. Farmer Lee Tong was annoyed. Rushing out of his house, he came right up to Ba Ko, shouting, "Are you deaf? What are you staring at?" The young man didn't even turn his head, but kept his eyes fixed on the high branches. "No, no, honorable sir," he said. "I'm not deaf. I heard you the first time, but I'm trying to concentrate. I can't take my eyes off this treetop. I'm looking for a nest. You've heard of the phoenix? The firebird? I saw him flying to this tree yesterday, so I suppose his nest is here. Everyone knows that he hides a magic herb in his nest. Listen, I can hear him."
"Magic herb?" growled Lee Tong.
"What is magic about it? Tell me at once." "Everything about it is just too magic for words," said Ba Ko, scratching his head as if he was finding it hard to explain. "There's no other herb like it in the whole world, Master, Honorable Master. It takes 1,000 years to flower, and 1,000 years to bear fruit, but one single sprig of this herb will work such magic as you never saw in all your life. What kind of magic? Quick, tell me about it! Hurry, shouted Li Tong, shaking poor Ba Ko until his teeth rattled. First of all, if you stick a sprig in your hair, you become invisible. Secondly, but Li Tong didn't let him finish. He pushed and shoved Ba Ko across the grass. Get out! Get out of here! He screamed. To whom are you talking to? Ba Ko asked politely, pretending he was quite amazed. There's no one here but me. I'm talking to you, Pumpkinhead, yelled the farmer. That magic herb is mine. This is my garden, so you can get out of here. But I know where it is, and I can destroy it if I wish, Ba Ko replied calmly. Perhaps I will. And he started climbing the carambola tree. When Li Tong thought he was in danger of losing his precious herb, he began to shout, Stop! Wait! Don't destroy it! Bring down the nest for me, and I'll give you 50 gold pieces for it. Ba Ko stopped climbing. 50 gold pieces? You're joking, rich farmer. I may be poor, but I'm no fool. I'll sell it to someone else. Li Tong shook his fist in the air as if he were thumping Ba Ko. Ba Ko. Oh, very well, 100 gold pieces. Ba Ko looked up to heaven as if he were calling the gods to witness his despair. 100 gold pieces, he wailed. Sorry, farmer, I've got so many mouths to feed. 100's not enough. 200 then, grunted the farmer. Ba Ko looked down at the farmer for a few moments. He said nothing, but he seemed to be making his mind up about something. 200, Pumpkinhead! Shrieked Li Tong. No, farmer, said Ba Ko sorrowfully. I don't want any money, but you can have the magic herb for 50 sacks of rice. Li Tong hummed and hawed, finally agreed to this exchange. Ba Ko took the nest down from the tree, handed it to Li Tong, and went to collect the 50 sacks of rice. Li Tong danced all the way home to his wife, the bird's nest tucked safely under his arm. His face wreathed in smile, he called out to her, Oh, wife, dear wife, born under a lucky star, guess what your clever husband has brought home for you? How should I know, dear husband? She laughed. Have you tricked somebody again? Have you robbed someone of his land? Or stolen someone's buffalo? Wrong, wrong, sweet wife, hee hee. Li Tong giggled. I better tell you straight away, but because you'll never guess. I managed to find the magic herb. His wife looked puzzled. Magic herb? Never heard of it. What's it supposed to do, this magic herb or not? Oh, beautiful but foolish one, her husband chided her gently. Have you truly never heard of the magic herb? He who acquires it holds the key to all riches. Yes, his wife sounded suspicious. And this is supposed to be it? She inquired, suspiciously poking amongst the dry twigs and blades of grass in her husband's grasp. Be careful! Don't be so clumsy, wife! He called out angrily. You might destroy it. We must first find out which part makes me invisible. Watch carefully. I'll put a bit in my hair. He stuck a twig in his hair. Tell me, dear wife, can you see me or not? Well, do you not see me now? His wife opened her eyes wide and stared straight at him. I can see you, she said, curling her lips scornfully. Farmer Li Tong stuck another sprig in his hair. And now? I see you, she said, giving him a poke in his ribs. Do you see me now? Oh, yes, I do. On and on it went. Li Tong sticking one bit of the nest, one after another in his hair, until his poor wife, weary of the whole thing, screamed, I don't see a thing, now leave me alone. Farmer Li Tong jumped for joy. She can't see me, she can't see me, I'm invisible, shouted the foolish man. And he rushed out of the house and ran all the way into the next town. By the time he reached the town, Li Tong was exhausted.
I'm hungry as a starving tiger, he growled. Then his nostrils began to quiver. A delicious aroma was coming from somewhere. Looking around, he saw a pancake stall. Aha, he said to himself. My favorite coconut pancakes. I can grab as many as I want, and nobody will see me. What fun! So saying, he stood in front of the pancake seller, snatched up 3 pancakes, stuffed them piping hot into his mouth, and ran away. And as he ran, he listened. Nobody was calling out to him. Nobody was shouting, although he had stolen 3 pancakes. Farmer Li Tong danced around. He can't see me! He can't see me! I'm invisible! He was so happy to find that everything was just too magic for words. Now the pancake seller happened to know Li Tong very well. Of course, he had seen the farmer grab the pancakes, but he thought that Li Tong was in too much of a hurry to stop, and that he would pay him on his way back. So he said nothing. Li Tong, however, thought that the pancake seller's silence proved he was invisible. So, head in the clouds and thrilled with his newfound powers, the silly man rushed into the shop next door, where the shopkeeper was counting out his money. Looking straight into the shopkeeper's eyes, Li Tong stretched out his hand to grab the lot. The shopkeeper immediately screamed, "Thief! Thief! Catch him! Catch him!" And from all sides, blows rained down fast and furious. Li Tong was too surprised to defend himself. Eventually, he managed to escape and limped all the way home. When his wife saw the scratches on his face, she sighed. "I can see you now. Everything is just too magic for words." And as poor Li Tong felt the bumps on his head, he thought about how stupid and greedy he had been. And as for young Ba Ko, he carted off the 50 sacks of rice to the village square and shared them out amongst the hungry villagers. "If you have faith, miracles can happen," he laughed. There ends the story. I kind of like that one because it shows that even if you're rich, you got money coming out of your ears, you still have to have some common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.